Good morning, everyone. I am still working on getting my voice back from camp. So if I sound a little on the froggy side, it's because I literally, so when we do camp, so I was with you guys Wednesday and I did two classes that I had to teach. So I taught all of you last Wednesday. Then at 12, I taught a 90-minute business class for all of our advanced NoBS advanced weight loss certification coaches who are going through their process right now. Went to the hotel, taught all day Thursday to my team about productivity and what Lush customer service and no BS is going to be like for all of us. I'm real big on teaching our team every time we get together. Just like I want to grow them and I want to give them opportunities to learn things. And so I wrote a custom program for that for a full day. And then I taught camp Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then Monday, I took Logan shopping because the child has not had new clothes since COVID. And my 19-year-old kept coming out of his bedroom and his clothes looked like something a 70s disco guy, like showing way too much in the pant area. I was like, Mama's taking you shopping. So we went and got all new clothes. And if you know Logan, what ends up happening is he loves to talk to me, loves talking to me, and he loves dialogue. And he just, like, it was all day back and forth. So I've pretty much been running my mouth, I think, for a solid week now. And I have y'all, I have another 90-minute class today and some meetings. And then I don't think I'm talking until I have to on Sunday when I come back to coach y'all. So I got to get this voice recovered. All right. So now that I've given everybody an opportunity to come on in, let's talk about handling the holidays and what's coming up. So today we're going to do things not differently, but I'm going to introduce what handling the holidays is for all of you and give you a few key concepts to look forward to that we're going to be talking about, tell you how to use the program, how it's going to help us over the next 90 days. And then I'm going to just take general questions. So if you want to ask any kind of weight loss questions, and if I have a coach in the room, if you want to raise your hand, I can bring you on stage today where you can, Julie, I'm going to bring you up. And so go through the questions. And if it's questions that it would be super beneficial for the entire membership to hear, leave them for me. If it's something that's very one-off, just you take care of them. With all that Lush customer service, like I taught us the other day. All right, so let's talk about handling the holidays and what we're going to be doing for the next 3 months inside of NoBS. So every year, for as long as I can remember, I have had a holiday program and a holiday initiative inside the membership. I think what a lot of us do, and I want all of you to think about this, how many of you have already started having the thought, well, the holidays are coming, so that means weight loss is harder. The holidays are coming. It's going to be difficult. It's not easy to lose weight during the holidays. Like, think about what your thoughts are about the holidays. And I just want to say, Canadian Thanksgiving just happened. When we do handling the holidays, I want all of you to know it is all the holidays. We're not just talking America's Thanksgiving and some baby Jesus Christmas. We're talking the Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all the things, Halloween. We got a bajillion holidays. I don't know what the world was thinking when they decided to plan the calendar, but if you look at basically the 1st of October all the way through the end of December, it's like the world came together and said, well, how can we party? So that's what it almost feels like. And I have my own team members. If you like Dina, who, you know, she is celebrating all kinds of holidays, all kinds of cultures. So for a lot of us, the holidays, our brain wants to go to, it's hard. It's there's too much partying. And this is what that ends up resulting in when I've watched over the years.
when our brains are trained on the holidays are going to be hard, we get this idea, I'm just going to like eat and not work so hard and give myself a break and I'll get started in January. And I have watched people want to do that for years and years and years and years. Now, I want you to think about this. Does it make life easier for you? And I want you to really think about this. Does it make life easier for me to spend 3 months out of the year not paying attention to what I eat, not caring, just eating whatever? What it ends up doing is, we have this false thought that it's going to make life easier. And I want all of you to really think about this. If it's going to cause you to wake up on January 1 and have to work hard to break up 90 days worth of food habits, that's not going to be easier. Now, over the next 90 days, you will eat, you will do these things, and in the moment, it's not that life gets easier. And this is something that's really important for you to understand. It's not that life is easier saying yes to food and just eating what you want and not planning. It's that in the moment, I don't have to think. And not thinking doesn't make my life easier. Not thinking just has me delaying reestablishing habits. It just has me having to wake up one day and realize like, oh my gosh, now I'm going to have to work extra hard because I've gotten used to not thinking, because I've gotten used to not planning, because I've gotten used to not paying attention. I've gotten used to grab-assing again. So it's really important that we don't think that we're just going to take our foot off the gas. We're just going to do these things. It won't make life easier. And I really want you to realize that your life's not going to get easier if you do that. All it's going to do is create some habits that I bet my ass on January 1 is going to want to break and wish it wasn't so hard. That's probably what's going to happen. The other thing that ends up happening through the holidays is we fool ourselves into thinking, well, I'm just going to take it easy. I'm just going to do these things. But man, every time you eat and stuff, it's not like you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm enjoying the holidays so much. Most of the time what we do is we'll go to Thanksgiving or we'll go to some party or we'll go to something and we come back home and we're like, oh, I ate too much. I wish I just wasn't eating too much. Like no one's coming home and thinking, thank God I'm stuffed. Thank God I'm so uncomfortably full. I love that I ate so much that I'm not even going to worry if I'm gaining weight. All of that, all of those thoughts, what they do is they run under the radar the whole time. So you still feel gross all the way through the holidays. So one of the things before we go into like, how do you make plans? How do you treat the holidays a little bit differently and stuff is you have to understand, you have to think about the holidays different first. And so we have to think about one, that this next 90 days, do you want to spend the rest of your life knowing that 25% of the year, you don't give a shit about what you eat? 25% of the year, you delay goals. 25% of the year, you go unconscious. Is that truly what you want? Most of us, what we really want is we're like, I just don't want to be deprived during the holidays. Well, then don't make deprivation plans, but keep planning. Like this is the things that we end up doing. We talk ourselves into, here are the things I don't want for the holidays. So like number one is you have to question, can I afford and do I want to spend every year, spending 25% of it, not giving a shit, taking it easy, fooling myself into thinking that I can just, like, I'm just going to eat whatever I want and pay the consequences later. So we have to get in alignment with that. The next thing we have to do is you have to think about, like, if we're worried about the holidays being hard, why? What is it that you're so afraid that's going to happen if you keep making a 24-hour plan? If it's simply, I'm afraid I'm going to be deprived, then the solve isn't to give up the 24-hour plan. The solve is to not put stuff on the plan that makes you feel deprived. Now, I know deprivation is a feeling, but for a lot of you, what you don't realize is you can just plan food you love during the holidays and use the last half of the year is when you really work on enjoying the food you love so that next year you could do that all year rather than what a lot of us do is spend 75% of the year trying to deprive ourselves and then 25% of the year eating our fucking face off and then undoing a lot of the work we did earlier in the year. Doesn't have to be that way at all. So like the first thing is this whole like the last 90 days. Do I want to spend the last 90 days of the year, 25% of the year, fooling myself into thinking that I don't care? Fooling myself into thinking that it'll be easier. What would I like to spend the last 90 days doing? The second is you have to kind of look at what are you most afraid of? What are you afraid of? And rather than giving up on the things inside of no BS, how can I use those to get over my fears? It's just like a lot of you will, like, I think the biggest thing is most of you really want to be able to, I just want to be able to eat the foods I love. Well, bitches, I've been trying to teach you to do that 365 days this year. If you're suddenly thinking that at the holidays, you can't eat the foods you love, this is when we don't give up on planning. This is exactly when, like, you realize, oh, I need to actually start putting foods I love on the plan and learning that I can have them instead of always telling myself I can't and then trying to diet in fear. I need to learn how to put the foods I love on the plan and get over my fears that that food is somehow not going to make me lose weight. It's never the food you choose. I want you to really question your beliefs on that. The foods you put on your plan are there because you want to eat them and you want to learn how to eat them only when you're hungry and you want to learn how to eat them with trust and you want to learn how to eat them until you've had enough. No more feeling like you have to finish it because you might not get it again. But that takes time to overcome that old stinky belief that you have. And the whole point of continuing a plan throughout the entire holidays is to show you where you still have fear-based thinking, where your planning really works for you. I think a lot of you forget that the basics aren't there. So like, let me teach you the basics. Now you'll go off and do that perfectly and lose all your weight. That's really not what they're there for. The basics are there to give you some guardrails of how to eat, how to choose foods, how to do your water, how to do your sleep and stuff. And then when you're operating outside of those rules, when you're outside of them, that becomes the roadmap of the things that you need to learn how to do and how to, and things you need to learn to let go of mentally. So if you notice that you are always breaking plans, then you know that one of the roadblocks to weight loss is probably your spontaneous desires. It could be you tend to break plans every single night because you always plan food you think you should be eating instead of the foods that you actually would look forward to. So when you come home stressed, now you're stressed about the food you should be eating and your body is done with stress for the day. So when you aren't on plan, when you aren't eating, stopping at enough, when you aren't waiting for hunger, all of those are the key indicators like, oh, this becomes the roadmap of the things I'm supposed to learn in order to lose the weight. Most of y'all just think like, oh, well, I fuck up. I can't do it. This ain't working. And so you quit on those things rather than continuing to do those so that you can keep finding the roadmap to where you need to go. So when we do the holidays, I want you to think about that 90 days and how you want to, like, how do you want to close out this year? I want you to think about the fears that you have about the holidays and, like, how can I use the no BS tools to get over these fears? How do the no BS, like, where am I imagining things and what do the no BS tools really mean? And then the other thing that I suggest before we even, like, this is not necessarily inside this. I'm going to go over the whole program itself. But one of the things I was thinking about is as you start thinking about the holidays, I would love for you to consider this. What are three things I've done well this year? Maybe one of your things is, you know, one of the things I've done really well this year, and when it comes to weight loss, is I've like been listening to things that Corinne's saying. Like, I'm pretty good about listening to what comes in the private member podcast. I fire up videos. I do those things. So that's one thing I'm doing well. Maybe another thing that you're doing really well is you now, when you overeat, you do a discovery worksheet. Like, I'm really good about, I'm no longer beating myself up over overeats. Now what I do is I have an overeat. I catch myself wanting to beat myself up, but I've also told myself, I bet I can figure this out. So I'm going to do a discovery worksheet because it can't hurt. And maybe the last thing that you've been doing really well this year is you're pretty good. Like, you've become a water drinker. It's like, Corinne cusses, I drink water. I got to where I'm carrying one around with me all the time. I really got that water on lock. One of the important things as we are going into the holidays is most of us go into the holidays only thinking about what we are afraid of in the holidays, what we're going to have to give up, what's going to be hard for us and stuff. And what I want you to do is spend some time thinking about what are some of the things I've been doing well this year that I'm bringing into the holidays that could make them easier, that could help me. This is what when I talk to you guys about future self, this is what I'm talking about. Many of you look at the holidays and you just think about, well, in the past, it's been hard. Last year, I did this. Every year, this has happened. That's going to the past. And all that does is drum up anxiety and stress. And you errantly think, well, if that happened, I stand a chance of doing it again. That's still just a thought. That's not actually how it works. What really happens and what really can work is you go into it thinking about, what am I doing well? What do I want to learn? What would I like to see myself doing? And then you map that out from that future mindset. I don't care if you've never lost weight during the holidays. It doesn't matter unless you today focuses on that. And when you focus on that, then you create your holiday plan from that fear. So if you sit around and think, I've never lost weight during the holidays, I always gain 10 pounds, it's so hard, I'm just so busy, it's an overwhelming time, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so now how do I want to show up for the holidays? You bring all that garbage into your plan. So you'll be like, well, because I'm going to be so busy, you know, I'll drink water and stuff, but God, it's going to be really hard to get that planning done. Notice how if you bring that energy into your planning session, guess what? You plan from that. We don't want to plan from a busted ass past. If you want to repeat that, that's the energy in which you plan from. But if you want something new, you got to plan from who you want to be, how you would like to show up, what you're willing to do. You look at your obstacles that are ahead of you, like this season, and you come up with a plan for those. That's how you become successful. So we're going to spend the next 90 days on the holidays, all of the next 90 days. So I want to go over what to expect inside of No BS because we have done everything we can to try to construct a very powerful 90-day plan for all of you that will take you to 2022 and kick it off like a fucking rock star. I had me and my team really think about this. How are we going to close out 2021 in such a way that every no BS woman feels ready, primed, and excited about 2022 and everything that lies ahead for her? So this month is, we have given you the Handling the Holidays modules. So I pre-recorded some instructional videos. It is literally some of the best work that I do, because the Handling the Holidays content is years and years and years of me teaching this and then curating it into everything that I've learned about you bitches over the last 14 years now of doing this. So if you go to your to the membership site and you go to where all the self-study courses are, Handling the Holidays is there and ready for you. In the month of November, we are doing our quarterly book study with John Acuff and Yesenia. So if you would like to read his book soundtracks, we have put together a study guide. He is coming to do a 1-hour interview, me and him, and Q&A with all of you. Soundtracks is a great book for any of you that suffer with self-sabotage. So we have our own self-sabotage course, and then we wanted to also study his book because he's an authority on the inner soundtracks that we run. And so John's going to come into the membership just for us. He's doing a private engagement because he like fucking loves the no BS women. He thinks that we are hilarious. He thinks we are funny, and he just loves the enthusiasm. So if you want, you can join the book study subgroup. That's where all the conversation will be happening in November. And Coach Yesenia will be doing all of the stuff over there. So if you go to the book studies underneath no BS, that will be where all the information will be. It will be the month of November, John Acuff, the book soundtracks. It's fabulous. I read the book and I love it. Then what we're also going to be, that I also want you to know, is I want you to save the date for January the 2nd. We are going to be doing a transformational full day event open to all members, and it's virtual. You do not need to reserve a ticket. You don't need to do jack shit. You just need to be a member in order to come with us. We are going to do a full day transformation of where are we going in 2022 and how do we make a powerful 90-day plan to get the year started off like a fucking boss lady. So we're going to have all kinds of fun things happening that day. We are going to be teaching. We are going to be doing worksheets live. It's going to be very, very tactical. I will be there and you will love it and you will not want to miss it. Now, do not worry. I can't wait for the first person in the chat. Will that be recorded? Yes, it will be recorded. Every single thing that we do gets recorded. If it's in the membership, it gets recorded. It gets put into the replays. And so we are designing this with a purpose, not only to kick off January 2nd, but where you could watch that workshop every 90 days, do the work again, and be able to set up your next 90 days like a fucking boss over and over and over again. So look forward to that. And then one of the things that I want for all of you to be focused on when it comes to handling the holidays is, I actually listened to a podcast this morning. I think it's called The School of Self-Image. Yeah, The School of Self-Image. It's by my friend Tanya Lee, and she talked about red velvet ropes inside your own mind. I talked about it at camp this week as your lists of I don'ts. So I know the planner needs to be changed to a 90-day planner versus 60. Look, y'all, that planner is a bitch to update and a bitch to get into a fulfillment center and stuff. We just going to have to roll with this. I'm going to teach you 90 days and then y'all going to get a 60-day planner. And when 60 days is up, you're going to start the next one. Until I can rewrite the planner, we're just going to have to flow with our shit, because If y'all only know, it takes us about 9 months to redo the planner and get it into a fulfillment center. That's how long. With the supply chain right now, it's going to be a no for just a little bit. So we are just keeping it going just like we have it. The podcast is called The School of Self-Image. It's by Tanya Lee, and it's called Red Velvet Ropes. Y'all listen to it, because one of the things that she talks about is like coming up with things that you do and don't do in your life now. And so when we were at camp this weekend, I kept saying to all of you, you need to come up with your lists of I don'ts anymore. So like for me, one of my I don'ts is I don't beat up my body. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't sometimes say some bullshit in my head. But when I hear it, I remind myself, oh, wait, Corinne, we don't beat up our body anymore. So if you want to say, I don't overeat anymore, then what you want to do is every time you catch yourself overeating, you don't say, oh my God, that didn't work. You tell yourself, oh wait, I don't overeat anymore. So am I going to keep going or not? If you notice afterward, this is the hardest time to do it, but it's the most effective time to do it. When you've already overeaten, you've done the deed to say, I just want to remind myself in this moment, I don't overeat anymore. And here's why. It helps your brain start recognizing these are the things I do and don't do. Your brain, you don't need to have proved to yourself first that you don't overeat anymore in order to start working on the mindset required to not be that person. That's probably one of the things that most people don't understand about mindset work. You do not have to be the version of you that's already stopped a behavior or changed their life in order to believe that you're the person who's working on that. In order to believe you are working on it, you are going to begin the work of identifying on it. That's the most important. Because if you don't begin the work, if you're always trying to identify as someone, well, I'm so overweight and I've never been able to lose weight before and it's really hard for me, but like today I'm going to follow my plan. I'm glad you're putting a but and giving yourself direction, but you're bringing your old identity in and saying like, all right, old identity, I want you to show up as the new person. We have to bring the new identity to the table as often as possible. So like when we think about like the holidays, one of the things that I want all of you to start considering is, what are going to be my I don'ts during the holidays? Like a big one for me during the holidays is like, I don't regret last year. A lot of you really need to hear me when I say that. A lot of you are still sitting around and thinking about the holidays you didn't get to spend with people last year. That just feels gross. Regret never serves a purpose. And it doesn't change last year. All it does is make you feel bad today. And it makes you feel bad and then like bringing that energy into creating the holiday season you want this year. So I don't regret the holidays last year. I don't regret what I missed out on anymore. I don't talk about COVID. I don't care if you're going to like be safe. Don't get me wrong. If you want to talk about COVID and tell like, hey, what's going to be our safety protocols and stuff? That's awesome. But to sit around and say things like COVID's ruined the holidays, COVID's making it harder. Guess what that doesn't do? It doesn't allow your brain to make the most out of what you have, the opportunities you do have in front of you. Your brain shuts down on seeing all of that. So a lot of us need to come up with what are going to be my I don'ts. One of mine is I don't drink at home during the holidays. Throughout the entire year, I never have a problem. I don't like drinking at home. But during the holidays, when it starts getting colder and we start putting the Christmas tree up, all of a sudden my little brain is just like, oh, we should like get wine. It'll be so much more fun to do all this. I don't care if that's what you want to do, just plan it. But I know me, I don't want to spend the first quarter of 2022 getting used to not drinking at home again. So what I'd rather say is, I don't drink at home during the holidays. So what else can we do to make it special? Last year, Chris and I became bakers during the holidays. We're going to do it again this year. So you just kind of want to think about what are going to be your like, I don'ts. List them out. Think about them. And then when you catch yourself doing them, if you do, you stand a better chance of not doing them when you have a list. But when you catch yourself doing, remind yourself, oh, I don't do this anymore. A lot of you need to tell yourself, I don't sit out of pictures during the holidays. Even if it feels gross, you know that the only reason why taking photos during the holidays feels gross is because of the shitty talk you allow yourself to have about your photos, rather than thinking, I bet my family will appreciate this one day. One of these days when my future self loses her weight, she's going to want to remember these holidays. I will tell you, like when I say one of my biggest regrets, I don't mean like I sit around and dwell on this and ruminate. But a lesson that I learned from when I was overweight is take the fucking pictures. Me now wishes I had more pictures with my baby. I hid from the camera. Me now wishes I would have been willing to take photos of me at more sizes. I would love to see how far I've come. I would love to have way more pictures with my grandparents. I was always so big when my grandparents were alive. I feel sad because when I want to remember them, I have to go by my memories. I don't have a lot of photos because I wouldn't get into pictures because in my 20s, I was so ashamed of my body. I'd give anything to see photos of me with my granny and my pawpaw now. I'm going to promise all of you, the whatever shade I might have thrown on my body would be outweighed by the joy I would have looking at my grandparents' faces. And I'm seeing a lot of you make that tragic mistake. I'd rather you say, I don't hide from photos. What I do is I work on the conversation I have about myself, about my body. Because when you hide from the photos, the conversation about your body just won. It won one more time. We don't need it to keep winning. We need that conversation to come in loud and clear so that we can start working on the new conversation. You need those triggers. Those triggers, that old shitty voice is the one that triggers you to change the conversation as many times as needed. And it's valuable. So the program is broken up like this. Module one of the Handling the Holiday course is all pre-recorded videos. It will take you less than an hour to watch them. We wrote them specifically for each and every one of you. I made sure to teach you the best of the best content when it comes to how do you travel? What do you do when you don't know? Like somebody just asked, well, how do you plan for events when you don't know what's on the menu? Y'all, we have probably 40,000 videos inside of No BS where I talk about this. There's one in module four. I think there's one in module one of No BS. Handling the Holidays is now going to have videos on it. You don't need to know what's on the menu to make a plan. So I invite all of you, after you watch the videos, to think about that question. Here's the real question. It's like, well, what do you do if you don't know what's on the menu? Your brain already is throwing up like a fight. It's like, what are all the ways I can make decisions ahead of time about food and I never need to know what's even going to be what's going to be served. Think about that question. All of you, think about questions you can ask yourself that makes your brain go to work on solving the problem. Somebody said Basics 2.0, class number 13 has a great talk on eating out. So any of the videos on eating out, any of the ones about traveling, vacation, that stuff, all of those principles always are the same and they apply straight to the holidays. Module 2 is going to be where all of the Wednesday theme Q&As will be. So those are going to be taught live by me. And so you will find in module 2 that every week I'm going to come on and we're going to talk about something around the holidays. Like some of the topics that we want to do is we want to teach you about busyness. We're going to teach about overwhelm. We're going to teach about relationships. This is a big one during the holidays. Many of you are going to be with people you ain't been with in a long time. They got opinions. They gonna say the words. And you've got to learn how to have your own back, how to make sure your opinion is the one that you listen to the most above all others. There's a really good, if you watch Instagram Reels, there's a really good little video that a lot of people do all the time where the person says, I like me. Your like is extra. And that's not something that a lot of us need to adopt. I had, if y'all don't know, I know a lot of you, like, trust me, there's plenty of people inside the membership. Y'all don't like my cussing. I do cuss a lot. I'm not trying to curb my cussing, but I do try to, in some of the videos, you know, if I don't need to drop the F-bomb, I don't drop the F-bomb. I don't want to just like use it like I'm making it rain candy or beads at the, Mardi Gras. But one of the things is yesterday we had posted a meme that one of you created where it talked about pivoting like a motherfucker, because that is like PLMF. That is one of the things we taught at camp. That is one of the things that we're going to be using inside the membership. And pivoting like a motherfucker just means that all of your best laid plans for every single person, there's always going to be a moment where shit hits the fan, stuff changes, you got to tweak in the moment, all the things, right? So we put it on my page and literally some woman, I deleted her comment because I thought it was rude, but some woman came in and was just righteously upset that I was so vulgar. I don't know how she became an OBS woman, but she became an OBS woman at one time and she quit because of my cussing. And I thought, did you just not listen to anything I ever said before you joined? It is not like Corinne is like a cheetah in the wild, matching my top, running around, hiding her mouth. You know, I pretty much put it out there. I mean, the fucking name of the program is called No BS Weight Loss. Take a wild guess as to what might be happening on the inside of that program. So I delete her comment, but I was sitting here thinking about it. People get so upset with me all the time. And it has been such good practice for me to listen to lots and lots and lots of people's opinions over and over and over again. It's honestly helped me not get mad when the opinions of people I really love come in. I have been able to watch myself, and this is something good for all of you to think about. You know, during the holidays, the people you love most may not be offering the opinions, but like I use the example of Uncle Bocephus at camp. Like, you don't see Uncle Bocephus, but like once a year, maybe every other year, he's kind of a redneck. You know, he's going to, you know, act the fool, especially if he gets into Jack Daniels. He's going to say rude and inappropriate things. And yet we will sit there and just be like, I'm just going to have to go eat because Uncle Bocephus's words hurt me. He shouldn't say things like that. Girl, please. This is what we're going to be doing during handling the holidays. We're going to figure out who are the Uncle Bocephuses in the world that you need to be like, I am choosing to love me. I am working on loving me. You know what I don't do anymore? Give bullshit energy to crap like that. Like, when I like me, your like is extra. It's no longer required. I don't need it. That's the goal. And then we figure out who are the people in our life we give a fuck about their opinion. We do care. And we don't get hurt over their opinions, but we listen and we journal about it. We try to figure out, is this an opportunity to grow or is this an opinion to ignore? God love them. I love them. I know that their intention, probably from their heart, is great. They just don't know how to say it. But I don't like live based on other people's words anymore. And so we use those opportunities. So we are going to talk about relationships a lot in the Q&As. And then the other thing that we're going to do during the Q&As is traveling. We're going to do self-image, your self-regard, and we're going to do a Q&A on how to take good pictures. Like, how do you take a good picture? How do you look at the pictures afterward? Why do we do it? So all of that is coming in the next 3 months. Module 3 of Handling the Holidays is going to be worksheet calls with the coaches. Y'all have been loving. Like, we have metrics on everything that we do inside the membership. The worksheet calls, well attended, well listened to, replays out the yin yang. So obviously y'all like when you can take a worksheet, listen to a coach, work through it with y'all, answer questions and do the things. So we're going to have worksheet calls around handling the holidays. Tomorrow, October 14th at 5 p.m. Central Time is our first one. You do not have to have watched any of the module courses yet in order to be able to participate, because it is all about what you learned in No BS. It's called the What I Currently Think versus What I Could Think worksheet. So we're going to start the month off with how to think. All right. Module 4 will be all of the holiday themed coaching calls. So Q&As are on Wednesdays. I will be doing Sunday coaching calls. We're going to make sure that some of the calls in November and December are coaching specifically around relationships. And a big topic that we don't coach on very much, but this is the time of year that it would be good to coach on, money. A lot of you overspend trying to people please. We're going to talk about it. We're going to coach on it. A lot of you worry about buying things. So what we want to do is we want to also offer you guys some money coaching during the holidays so that you are, you know, just feeling confident about spending your money. And then also it might save you some cash, because if you're still trying to buy gifts to buy people's love, you're going about it wrong. So we're going to do that. We're also bringing in a grief coach during December. During December, we're going to do holiday binging. So our binge call with Jane, Coach Jane, will be specifically around binging in the holidays, because sometimes there's a spike there. We're also bringing back Judith Catan to do a style coaching so that, you know, you can dress your sexy best or your holiday best or your festive best or your fun best, whatever role, like whatever way you want to roll, whatever it is, Judith will be here. So a grief coach, Jane's going to do binge coaching, Judith's going to do style coaching. All of that will be in December. So you can see that we are going to be, we're giving you a pre-recorded course. For those of you who don't have a lot of time to listen to everything, less than an hour of content with a workbook that will teach you everything you need to know about the holidays. Q&As will be around the things that get in our way for the next 3 months around the holidays. Worksheet calls on all kinds of worksheets that will help you with your holiday planning and with what's going on during the holidays. And then holiday themed coaching calls with me and with some of our guest coaches. All of that will be leading up to that January 2nd workshop. I promise all of you, if you follow Handling the Holidays and you do or listen to the stuff that we're doing, this will be the best holiday season you've had. You will experience more love for others and yourself. You will get over some of your bullshit. You'll lose mental and physical weight. You'll get to enjoy foods that in the past you may have told yourself you can't have, deprived, and then binged your face off on. And if you keep going with us for the next 3 months, you'll start 2022 ready with some solid habits instead of starting 2022 needing a cleanse, a detox, a major ass purge, a reset, and going into it with your clothes barely fitting. Not fun times. So the other new things are the worksheets inside that we're doing something brand new with handling the holidays. The worksheets inside the workbook are now editable. Y'all been asking for editable documents. We are starting with this course. So you can save it and type in it, or you can print it and do the handwriting. You know me, I'm old school. I'm going to print everything. And then modules 2 through 4, those are live calls. So the replays will always be in the handling the holidays. And what we typically do to make it easy to find in your private member podcast is we put all of the holiday calls inside the bonus courses, but we also put them in the live replays. Just in case you get lost, you don't know where to look, my Q&As will still be in the live replays. Coaching calls will still be there. So you can find them in two places, but we want to house them all in handling the holidays for you just to make it clean and simple for you to find them. But they'll also be posted inside the live replays. So what I want all of you to do is to start thinking about what are going to be your I don'ts for this last 90 days of the year. What are you not going to do? What are going to be your personal I don'ts? Do that by reflecting on what hasn't worked for you in the past. Like, I don't give up on weight loss during the holidays. Especially if I catch myself overeating, or I catch myself thinking I should have done differently, I don't give up. I keep going. I don't tear my body apart through the holidays. I don't worry what people think of me. I don't buy gifts with strings attached. What does that mean? I don't buy gifts with the idea that if I don't get the proper thank you or a gift in exchange that's just as good, that's called strings attached. That's not giving a gift because you love them. That's testing someone's love. If y'all are going to get people shit, get it from your truest, highest self. If you can't buy it from that, what the fuck are you even doing? And you need to question it. So you think about what are going to be your I don'ts. And then on the 27th, 2 weeks from now, we're going to be talking about what I want for the holidays. That's a worksheet inside of handling the holidays. And that's going to get you jump-started on what you want to happen before the candy comes out at Halloween. So here's my pro tip when it comes to candy. What is today? Somebody tell me the date. October 13th. It's too fucking early to buy the candy. Like, for God's sakes. Now, if there's going to be a candy shortage because it's the supply chain and you need to get some candy, get it. But don't keep it. And don't go ahead and dump it in the big bowl and have it in the foyer or on the island in the kitchen. That just sets you up to have to think about it over and over and over again. Think about your future self every day coming home from work. Does she want to navigate candy when she's emotionally tired? Or would it be easier for her to go to the couch if she didn't have to walk by the candy dish? You know, when I buy candy for Halloween, I go out the morning of. That's when we buy the candy. Do you know what kind of candy Corinne buys? Lots of shit she don't like. Like, there's Almond Joys, Peppermint Patties. Like you know me, I don't like chocolate and mint, but I would rather vomit in my shoe and wear it than to eat anything with mint and ice cream or mint, period. Mint and chocolate. So, think about your future self. I don't buy candy because I'm afraid I can't handle it. You know why I buy candy? I don't like the doo-doo drama my brain offers up. Like, my brain doesn't sit there and, like, go ham, but it will just be like, ooh, candy looks good. I don't even want to have to deal with that. I got better shit to think about in my life. I got y'all to think about, my kid, my future, my goals, my obstacles of the day. I got my feelings to decompress. I don't give myself extra hurdles to go through every single day of my life. So we will do that. All right. I just got back from vacation and it messed me up being out of my routine. That didn't, like, that's a thought, 15025. It messed me up. That is your thought now, which means that if you keep that thought that vacations mess me up being out of my routine, then every time you go on vacation, do a holiday or do anything, your brain is like, oh yeah, these are those messy times. You can't afford to be thinking that way. The better way to think about it is, I went on vacation, I had a different routine. Here's what worked and here's what didn't. Next time I'd like to do this. That is a cleaner way to think about it. That teaches your brain that you're always in control of what's going on vacations and when you travel, and that all you're going to be doing is thinking and making better decisions, evaluating. So she says, I was mindful with my food, but it was the routine. She keeps going, it's the routine that gets me. Have a vacation routine. It doesn't have to be like the one you're at home. My vacation routine's very different, but I just slide right into it. I mean, I took 6 vacations this summer. Now, they were short. I don't want everybody to think like Corinne was just like, like, no way, we went 7 times. I lied. Chris and Corinne, between Memorial Day and middle of September, we went to Las Vegas 7 different times for 4 days each stint. That's a lot of trips. And I never went through it and thought, my routine is going to mess me up. I always think, like, I have a vacation routine and I have a home routine. What parts do I want to keep on vacation? And what are the new things I want to have on vacation? So stop thinking of being out of your routine. Think about it as, what do I want my vacation routine to be? Like, for me, I still plan my food each day. I don't ever know where we're eating. The only thing I know what we're doing when we go to Vegas is we always eat brunch at this one restaurant. And there's like 3 things on the menu that I love, and I know I'm going to pick one of them. Decision made there. I never know what we're doing for dinner, though, because a lot of times we skip dinner and we eat late at night. I'm going to tell you right now, if Corinne's on a roll in poker, like, which is very often because I'm a good poker player. I just want to let y'all know I'm a really good poker player. But if I'm on a roll, we ain't leaving. Like, I'm going to ride it out until I know, like, all right, I'm getting tired. My decisions aren't going to be that great. So now we're going to go upstairs. Now we're going to go to a restaurant. Sometimes all the restaurants are closed by the time we get done. So I don't think about it as being out of my routine. I think about, what are going to be my I don'ts on vacation? Like, for me, when I'm on vacation, I don't eat desserts unless it's these specific things. If they've got a blondie, I love blondies, my all-time favorite dessert. I entertain dessert. Otherwise, it's not worth it. I'm not just ordering dessert just because. I don't eat out of bread baskets on tables, ever. It's not because bread's bad, but it's like, it's just useless to me. Why? Half the time, the bread's not even that good. If I'm going to, like, I love raw oysters. I love beef tartare. There are certain appetizers. I know all the things I like, all the things I'd love to try. Nachos, being, if it's good nachos, like, I have all these things that I know that I love, and I have a lot of I don'ts around food. Like, I don't just eat things because we're out to eat. Because I think of that, like Tanya Lee was talking about this morning, that podcast I was telling y'all about. I think of it as the red velvet rope policy in my stomach. Food earns the right to be there. It earns the right to be in my mouth. I don't just eat anything. I don't want to be that kind of person. When I eat stuff, I want to thoroughly enjoy it. That's what I want. I absolutely love to bake cookies over the holidays. And last year I was proud of myself for eating just one cookie a day. However, I still gained 7 pounds over Christmas. How do I plan the cookies? I'm going to tell you right now, Lioness, one cookie a day is not how you gained 7 pounds. So this is what I would do. I would tell myself there was no way in hell one cookie a day caused me to gain 7 pounds. What else was going on? I coached on this at camp this weekend where somebody was like, she lost 125 pounds and she's been dicking around on a plateau for a little while, losing and gaining the same 2 pounds. She plans two cookies every night. She lost 125 pounds practically eating two cookies every night. And I was like, she thought she'd have to give them up. And I said, well, what else is going on? Come to find out, 45% of the time, she eats on plan. She's doing a lot of swapping. And when I asked her about the swapping, it's sometimes equal swaps, but a lot of times it's not. She also had, right before she even got started, talked about popping a couple of bites in her mouth when her husband turned around while she was cooking dinner. So I said, is that the only time in the last 6 months that you've popped food in your mouth? Or do you do that more regularly? Then you're thinking about, well, I probably do it a little bit more often than I think. So there was those things. And then when she binges, she's eating a lot. And so I said, two cookies ain't your problem. You keep those cookies on the plan. But notice how your brain wants to think that losing weight's hard and that it immediately goes to the one thing that's not the problem. It don't want to look at all of the overeats. Probably during the holidays, you overate at meals. Didn't always wait for your hunger. I'm sure there was tons and tons of things going on. I baked breads, cakes, cookies, all kinds of horse shit last year. We ate shrimp and grits. We did all kinds of stuff during the holidays last year. I didn't gain any weight because I ate when I was hungry. And I just enjoyed some and planned it. But I also continued my workout routines. I didn't use the weather as an excuse. I also didn't have to make breakfast and orgasm every day and add a bunch of shit. Go get holiday donuts and special spicy lattes with some whippies and all this other horse shit y'all put on it. I didn't do all the things. Most of my lunches, salad. My usual, normal, what Corinne likes, but healthy crap. That's what we have to look at. And that is what we're going to be doing all through the holidays. And y'all, if you love you, a whipped up, extra hot, tall as your ass, all the things, you know, put a leprechaun in it, stuff from Starbucks for your holidays, you have that. But I just want you to plan it. That won't be the problem. But if you have one every day because you're having a bad day or you think you should be able to because it's the holidays and you're also trying to have other stuff here and you're still grab assing, like, we got to get real clear on what the real problems are. All right. Run. Don't walk to the website. Handling the holidays is in the self-study courses. Y'all enjoy it. It'll take less than an hour of your time. You got 3 months to listen. But you can break it up over time and get it done. And then we are going to kick ass all 3 months. I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye, y'all.